Hi, this is filmmaker BJ Colangelo, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
To the default setting where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am co-host, Gigi Chick.
And today we have comedian and my comedy spouse, Mr. Spider Jones.
How's it going, people?
Thanks for joining us.
No problem. I'm going to take a 5-second break to put a nugget in my
mouth. No, please do. Spider's actually the first guest I've ever asked to be here. Interested in what Spider's
default. No, that's like an honor.
Spider's like, so, and on one hand, Spider's like, oh yeah, like I can write roast jokes about him because he's angry and he likes ice cream. But on the other hand, he's still kind of an anomaly to me. And because we are comedy married, I really wanted to know more about what was going on in that big bald noggin of his.
I'm really not about sharing.
I know, which is even better.
But if you ask me, I tell you, which is the weirdest part.
Yeah. Spider and I work together. We do comedy together. So I just really wanted to see what his default setting is. And because we've already done anger, I made him pick another one. And his other default setting is cartoon obsessions.
Yes, this is very true.
So he's obsessed with cartoons. So what was the first cartoon you were ever obsessed with?
Oh, easy, and I'm still obsessed with Transformers.
Transformers!
Oh, yeah. I still collect the toys. I still watch all the original 80s series, Beast Wars. I still watch like some of the Japanese versions.
Oh,
because
shit.
The 80s versions, a lot of people don't know, were actually the Japanese versions dubbed over. But they decided on certain episodes to air, so if you actually watch them, they don't always line up.
No shit.
So I didn't know that until like 3 years ago. And then I noticed like on YouTube, you can find them. And I was like, wait, when did this happen? So like there's a bunch of people that were introduced to me during like when the movie came out that I thought
the live action.
Oh, okay. The cartoon movie that came out.
When was that?
That was 1985.
Oh shit. Okay.
And these new characters, and as a kid, you just assume these are characters because of the movie. And turns out these characters were in the show before the movie. And so I'm like, all these new characters that I thought was like, who are these guys? I don't want them here. Go away. We're actually part of all the original storylines that Americans, whoever was doing it in America, decided, no, we don't need this episode. And then they did the movie, and it threw everything off.
Oh, no.
And then that's why it only lasted for 3 seasons and then 3 episodes into the fourth season.
Oh, no.
Like, there's this whole, like, there are 3 more seasons that never aired in America that I had to find out as an old man and go buy them. And they had to sit there and watch and read the subtitles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm okay with. Some people are like,
good?
Yeah, they were good, and they explained so much.
It's good for your brain activity.
Yeah.
But you're just like, oh, man.
Oh. Okay, so in addition, is it pretty much Transformers, or were there other ones, or is Transformers the main one?
Transformers and G.I. Joe, they're all going to be the guy things.
But
G.I. Joe, yeah. Oh, I love G.I. Joe.
I love, like, all the YouTube things they did, like, in the early aughts with, like, the and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
That was the best part, because, like, they had so many PSAs. But yeah, if you watch the episode before that PSA, you're just like, you literally just did all this stuff. They'd be like, hey, guy, what are you doing? I'm painting my bike. You don't paint your bike in the garage without any windows or doors open. You'll get sick. But the episode before that would be them inside of a garage, no windows, painting some camouflage on something.
So there's a lot of loopholes.
Yeah, I'm like,
this seems like mixed.
The whole thing is now, like, why didn't anyone ever get shot? It was like, they were just so, like, they make stormtroopers look good if you ever watch it. Like, they would be battling, and no one ever got shot. And you'd just be like, if someone got shot, it was like a ricochet off of something. And you'd be like, oh,
basically, I've like been hit. Watching all the Jurassic Park movies where you're like, why aren't they dying?
Why are you running in like, hills?
I don't understand. There's like a giant like lizard chasing them through the jungle, like, and then they're like they, in a bus, and it's hanging off a cliff, and the dinosaurs, and you're like, you should be dead
by now.
Our
T-Rex runs at 47 miles an hour.
Newman died right away in that bathroom or wherever he was in. Remember Newman?
Newman died.
What did he
die in? Jeep.
Oh, he died in the Jeep. For some reason, I remember him sitting in a porta potty.
Someone was in a porta potty.
Yeah, the lawyer. The lawyer who left the kids in the second truck
ran
to the porta potty, and that's when Jeff Goldblum, who everyone thought was about to die,
love Jeff
gets
Goldblum
literally lifted up in the air by the dinosaur
through
the straw porta potty, and then that's when the T-Rex is looking at him like, "What the fuck are you?" Well, you're here.
I'm gonna eat this little nugget.
I'm like, well, you're here.
What's weird is like, and I mean, like,
waste
this
not wanting that.
Yeah. Probably isn't that weird now, but like, retrospect, like, I loved when that shit happened. I hate when they like fed goats and cows. I felt so bad for the innocent goats and cows, but like, yeah. You want to eat Newman like in a Jeep, that's fine. Or you want to eat dude on a porta pot, especially when they're a lawyer too. You're like, oh yeah, go to town. Have them with some.
It's like extra, like,
mint jelly.
Like stiff meat.
Yeah,
It's just like,
yeah, like those guys are shit.
I want to be in a Jurassic Park movie, but I don't want to be like, at Jurassic Park, I want to be at the table with the board of directors and just be like, okay, we're going to open another park. And I just want to raise my hand and be like, I'm going to give you 4 reasons why we shouldn't do that. And I'm just going to say all the movie names. That's my only role in the movie. I'm just like, why shouldn't we do this? Well, the first time we lost a lawyer and a fat guy.
Remember
the second
time
when y'all tried to steal the animals, we lost almost everybody. Remember that third time? That wasn't our fault, but yeah, it was still our fault, and we lost a little kid. Yeah. Hey, remember when we tried 20 years later with the park, and we said, hey, we're doing good. Let's create our own dinosaur that's smarter than us. Yeah, no more.
Did you know Jimmy Buffett actually has a scene?
What?
In Jurassic Park?
He's the man holding the margaritas.
He's got 2 margaritas.
He's the margarita guy.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's his thing. There's like, who grabbed...
Because they start everyone in the park just starts running, and there's like tables with umbrellas, and you just see a man with 2 margaritas like
who
run out of the shot. He grabs
as he's running, he grabs 2 drinks and continues running. I was like, what idiot would grab 2 margaritas when he sees pterodactyls coming?
I mean,
and
but
went,
that's
I
why
bet you that's Jimmy Buffett.
You know, that's like branded shit too. Like, this is like Jimmy Buffett brand margarita mix from his Jimmy Buffett brand margarita maker.
I'm like, I bet you that's
my
a Jimmy
ex-husband
Buffett
and I
fan.
For a wedding present got a Margaritaville brand margarita maker, and it like it was the fucking funniest thing too, because it was from my hippie aunts and uncle who live in Yellow Springs and claim to see Dave Chappelle all the time, but they like they gave us
I
this
wish.
Margarita brand, and like the thing was, my ex-husband is like such a wasp, and he was like, ew, what are we gonna do with this thing? And I was like, I don't know. And then I looked up the value online, and it was like a $300 fucking margarita maker, and I was like, well, we should resell this. So we sold it to his best friend who has like a pool and a deck for like $100. And I was like, still, this is better than like having a margarita maker that we're never gonna use is $100. Speaking of dinosaurs, do you remember? So around the same time as Transformers and, oh fuck, what was the other one? Oh, G.I. Joe. I don't remember what this is called. And this is really embarrassing, but my brother and I used to watch it all the time. And I want to say it was like a hybrid of dinosaurs and Transformers called like Dinosaucers or like Dino Robots or Dino like something.
I kind of know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Because there was like, I distinctly remember.
There was so many cartoons like that where they were like half dinosaurs, half persons. And then there was some that were like half man, half sharks.
Yep.
And there was so many.
Oh, like, what was it called?
It was really good.
Like Animorph?
Yeah. And then there was like, that was around the same time.
Biker mice from Mars. And like,
Dinosaucers! I was right. I didn't get this
Dinosaucers?
Wrong. Dinosaucers is an animated television series co-produced in the U.S. and Canada. It was produced by DIC or Deke Entertainment.
Yeah.
Originally aired in syndication in the United States by Coca-Cola to telecommunication. Oh my God.
That's incredible.
I totally forgot.
DIC did all the things. Transformers, G.I. Joe, Thundercats. They ran the 80s.
I remember Dinosaucers. I used to watch Dinosaucers all the time. That's incredible. Holy shit. We were probably being taken advantage of by the Coca-Cola Corporation for far younger than we probably should have been.
Thanks for watching this cartoon. Drink some soda.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola.
So, like, were you of the era when you started watching, like, Transformers and G.I. Joe when it first came out, or had it been on a while?
Oh, no, like, when it first started. Okay. Like, I was in it as a kid. Like, yeah. That was my thing. It was just, like, from 3 to 4 o'clock, Transformers, G.I. Joe, I went outside.
Was there specific genres of things as cartoons as a kid that you like weren't into? Was it mostly like the sort of fighting stuff like of that?
I can definitely tell you I was not into Thundercats as
I loved Thundercats.
Here's my reason. I was like, do they have a speech impediment problem? Is there something? Because they always talk so slow. Like, Lionel, we must go and save Wile E. Cat.
Shit, I forget what it's actually called, but so the original animations were done in Japanese, so they had to drag out what they were saying to match the mouth thing.
Rightly so, but that would have irritated me too.
Yeah, I
couldn't sit through a show.
But like, even as a kid, I'm like, their mouths are moving faster.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I watch enough kung fu to know that you are not doing this right. And as a kid, I was just like, get to the point. You know what? We're done. And I just
didn't have the patience for it.
Yeah, and I was just like, I'm not watching this. And people would be like, so you don't like Thundercats? I was like, oh no, you can give me the toys. I'll still play with the toys. I'm not watching this cartoon. Like, I kept rooting for Mumra to end this. I'm like, please, just kill this thing. I don't care.
So that begs the question. So then were like G.I. Joe and Transformers originally American? Or did they just do a better job of like...
Well,
matching
G.I. Joe was American.
Okay.
G.I. Joe was American.
Yeah.
Transformers was not. Okay. Transformers actually started as a toy that became really popular overseas that they turned into a cartoon.
Okay.
And then like a year and a half later, they realized it and brought it over here.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they just like, we're going to do these, like we want to sell trucks and cars, but it'd be cool if they turned into robots.
Yeah.
And this is like the movie Big.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or Small Soldiers.
I've seen Small Soldiers, but I can't think of it. But remember in Big when he pitches the idea of a toy where it's a skyscraper and it turns – or like someone had a skyscraper and it turned into a robot. And he's like
–
Who wants to play with this? It should be like a bug that turns into a robot or something like
and
that.
But that's pretty much what happened. Yeah. Like they – overseas, they put out these line of toys.
That were that like cars that turned into robots.
Yeah. And became really popular. So it was like, all right, let's get you good guys and bad guys. And then it was like – let's make this a comic book.
Oh.
And then the comic book turned into a cartoon, and then it came overseas, and then, as you know, it just exploded, and then Michael Bay took it over and ruined my childhood.
So, because there was probably a gap there, right? Like, probably from, like, the late 80s to, like, because the first Transformers movie was, like, early aughts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, 2002, 2003.
It went 84 to technically 87.
Okay.
But they just kept running because there were so many.
Okay.
They didn't really stop until almost like 90.
Okay.
And then nothing really happened. Like there was a bunch of, they did a bunch of different ones overseas. Like there's so many different Transformers overseas that like never make it over here until like Cartoon Network got big and they would start using them. Like there's Transformers Armada, Transformers Energy. There's so many.
You say overseas, is it like Japan or specifically?
They finally got dubbed over, and now they would start playing them in like the late 90s, and it was so popular that they actually did a new show over here. It was called Transformers Beast Wars in the late 90s, where whole new story, but the same premise: the good guys versus the bad guys, and what happens is they go through time and land on Earth. But instead of trying to turn into cars, there's nothing there. They scan the area and they turn into animals and dinosaurs.
Oh, wow. Dinosaurs, which I'm pretty sure is what that fuck. I remember the theme song. That's what irritates me about so many cartoons like growing up is that the fucking theme songs are like embedded in my brain for Transformers, Robots in Disguise.
I walked around in public singing a theme song to Gummy Bears.
What's that?
I walked around in public singing a song to Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears, bouncing here and there and everywhere. My intentions are
How did that turn out for you?
Oh, it was great because people were just like, really? I was like, I am mad enough to sing that song while eating a gummy bear.
What makes me really happy is this is like, you're like the first guest that's like my age. So like, Gigi for a change is like, what is happening?
What does this mean?
No, what's weird is I didn't actually know about that show. I don't even know if it was on Disney Channel or what it was on.
Gummy bears?
Gummy bears, yeah.
It was part of a package.
Okay.
It was part of a package where they were air. It was only like 10-minute episodes, so it'd be that Beverly Hills Teens, and it was just like this group of cartoons that weren't. They were never like full half-hour episodes.
Oh, so they're kind of like Robot Chicken, where they like 15 minutes.
Like they hold them in blocks. Like you get 8 minutes commercial. Another cartoon would get 8 minutes commercial. A third cartoon would get 8 minutes, and then it'd be off the air. Hmm. And then you come back, and you're like, all right, I wonder which one is going to be this week. And then it'll be like a different set of cartoons. So you never knew. You never knew what you were getting.
Like, oh, Gummy Bears is on this week.
And then eventually, I think Gummy Bears did. Disney just went ahead and gave them a whole half hour.
Okay.
But like there were so many. There was one show that was just like, we're gonna just give you.
Think of all the fan mail that came in, like, but bring back gummy bears. We want more gummy bears.
So what's weird is that they used to do this thing back in the day where they would do Disney specials for, like, Halloween, Valentine's Day, that kind of thing. And they would, like, do, like, music video. They call it DTV because it was, like, MTV. And they would sync cartoons with, like, popular songs of the day and make, like, music videos out of them. Yeah. And so one of the ways they promoted gummy bears was on one of these, like, seasonal specials. I don't remember if it was Valentine's Day or Halloween. I assume it was Valentine's Day. But then they were like, meet the gummy bears. And they were like, gummy bears. And like my brother and I had it like recorded because we didn't have cable. So like my aunt from Boston would send us these recordings from like the Disney Channel. And we would just watch these things all fucking day long. Which gave me respect to my mother because we would watch them like 800 times.
We got when back then in the 90s, it was on regular TV where I was at.
Was
it? It was on local channel.
Like network TV?
Like Disney was slowly, like Disney had a block in like the 90s from like 3 to 5 where they would play, or 2:30. They started like the stuff, like gummy bears and stuff got put by 2:30.
Okay.
And then they had the Disney block.
What channel was that on?
It was like the Fox channel.
Yeah,
like,
that's when we watched Fox
was going back and forth with things, and it wasn't always Fox yet.
UPN or whatever back in the day.
This is before they divided it and tried to conquer each other. It was just like that. Disney had a block from like 3 to 5 where it was like DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, and then it was like whatever two other Disney, like Aladdin.
Did you get into that stuff at all or no?
Oh, I love Darkwing Duck.
Yeah? Okay. Let's get dangerous.
A goofy Batman? I was like, this is amazing.
Was there a goofy Batman?
Well, that's what he was supposed to be. Darkwing Duck was supposed to be Batman. They were making fun of Batman.
Oh, okay. I don't think I ever put that together.
Gizmo Duck was supposed to be their Superman in Duck in the Duck universe or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they made a thing called Justice Ducks. They had a couple of episodes called Justice Ducks.
And did DC and Marvel just sue them? Like,
it was the 90s. They didn't care. Yeah. There was no DC.
There was no suing.
They were just like, we're just doing our cartoons right now. Right. We're in comic books. We don't care what y'all do.
So I was obsessed with Rescue Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's Chip and Dale, which was like the original, which in retrospect, I was like, Chip and Dale? Like, that is a fucking like allusion to male dancers. Which actually, I think originally started as Chip and Dale, which was like a type of like furniture, but then.
Well, yeah, because isn't a Chip and Dale, that's like a specific piece of furniture.
Okay. And then eventually the male dancers, like the male revue dancers, which ironically we were just talking about before the show started this evening. Chip and Dale's became like, like the new dancers. But like there were two chipmunks named Chip and Dale. Yeah.
And they were always getting it. They originally started as just like side characters messing with Donald Duck.
Yes, exactly. And just to piss him off.
And then they got their own show.
Which was easy to do.
Where they were detectives.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Picking up the drugs. There's no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call Chip and Dale. Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale.
Wait, I do remember that theme song.
Yeah. So it was, my mind got fucking blown like a year ago. Some comic, I feel like he was local too. It might have just been, it was on Twitter. I want to say it was Rob Ward, but I don't think it was. It was either him or, Ron Funches, who pointed out that if you look at pictures of Chip and Dale dressed as the Rescue Rangers, Chip is dressless just like Indiana and Jones.
And Dale's dressed as like Magnum P.I.
Yes. Yeah. Like literally to like the like minute detail.
Wow.
Dressed like them. But I never noticed it until he pointed it out. And now I can't stop seeing it. So then another funny thing is then they had two new characters that they added on because they needed like a crew. So there was this guy. He was a rat. His name was Monterey Jack.
He had his best friend was a fly named Zipper.
Oh my God, I forgot about Zipper. But he wore like a little pilot hat with goggles and like the flaps, and he was like this giant guy. And he had an Australian accent, I think.
Of course.
And then there was Gidget. And then there was Gidget, who was like the girl, like Mouse, that they were like both in love with and always like competing for affections. I love the movie Gidget.
Yeah.
So like there was Gidget, and she would always wear like a mechanic's jumpsuit, and like she had like long blonde hair, and
she was always making things.
Yeah, and she was supposed to be like, girls can, you know, like make shit and not have to be like girly roles or whatever. Even though she was like blonde and like the boys were always fighting over her because she was beautiful. It was the 90s. What can you do?
It's beautiful.
So that was my favorite. We actually had Rescue Rangers on Nintendo, and my brother would like play it all the time. Yeah. So that was a good one. That was one of my favorites. Yeah, it was really fucking hard. And that was the thing. They played the theme song in the background the whole time, and like the MIDI file, like.
Rescue Rangers is way harder than they need it to be.
Yes, I agree. I had that in Little Mermaid. I had Little Mermaid on Nintendo, which I played all the time. Actually, I made my brother play all the time, and I would just watch him and then yell at him when he would like screw up because I was a bad older sister. So we've established Transformers. Mm-hmm. You're into G.I. Joe. What else have we established so far?
Oh, and super into? Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. So the original Ninja Turtles. Okay, do you know the history? I don't know anything about the history
this
of Ninja
is
Turtles.
What, this is the original history. I'm going cartoon history.
Okay.
Which is what I've been, I don't really read comics, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
What happened is that Oroku Saki.
AKA, I love this story already.
Oroku Saki.
That was amazing.
AKA the Shredder.
Oh, that's Shredder.
That is Shredder. Took over the Foot Clan in Japan.
I remember him.
And kicked out Splinter. I'm saying Splinter because for some reason his real name escapes me right now.
Oh, okay. Wait, so was Splinter, when they kicked him out, a rat or no?
No, he was human.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
If you're getting spoiled at this point in the game.
If you don't know that Splinter is a rat, you need to turn this thing off.
1986. If you just caught up, you're done.
32 years
later. For those of you who are just catching up with episode 1002.
Oh my God.
All right, so that Splinter flees to New York and he's living in a sewer because he has no money. And
wait, you live in the sewer when you have no money?
Apparently, when you're in New York, sewer is the
chud. Like a mole person.
Like a chud.
Not that far
I
down.
Read a book about that. It was not so that
far. What? There was an old, wait, what'd you say? A mole person. People. Oh, the mole people, yeah.
It's a real thing. It's crazy.
So, yeah. And these four turtles like fall down a drain where he's at. So he picks them up and takes care of them. And then one day he walks back in and he notices them floating around in some green stuff, which turns out to be ooze. That turns out Shredder found him flushed down into the sewers trying to kill him, but instead didn't realize it mutates everything that touches. So when Splinter touched the turtles, they got the human DNA. And that's when they started turning into, that's when they started mutating.
Oh, that's how that happened.
But he was around in the sewer, so he was always around rats. So that's how he turned into a rat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mind is blown.
So, and they are still children. They weren't teenage turtles. Like this happened, they was technically like maybe by then in a human, they're supposed to be like 2 or 3. So they're still children.
How'd they get into pizza?
Years. They grew up. That's what I would call teenage mutant. Like, they literally didn't go out to the outside world.
Like, high school bros.
Radical.
Radical bro.
Cowabunga.
From TV. They learned everything from TV and always listening to what was going on.
For Gigi, who's just catching up on Ninja Turtles.
And they learned from watching TV and movies and listening to
this
everything
is
going
my
on
favorite
about
educational
world.
Episode that we've done.
I am
so
full
far.
Of stupid knowledge.
It makes
knowledge.
Me so happy. Like, you were afraid you were going to bring this down, but this
open.
Is like two happy episodes in a row. Like, these are two of the happiest episodes I've ever done. I'm so happy right now. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad I could help.
No, you are helping profusely. Yeah. Okay, so you were in a Ninja Turtles. Which Ninja Turtle was your favorite? Did you have one?
Raphael.
Oh my God, that makes perfect sense. How could I even ask you that? Jesus Christ, how would I not know
wait,
that?
Wait, but explain why.
Okay, well, sorry.
To me.
Does anyone want anything
when
to drink?
I was told.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sure. I think I'm out.
Do you want one of these?
Okay.
They're alcoholic, so.
I'm good. Well, one, I wanted to be Shredder, and then I was told you can't be a bad guy. So. You have to be a good guy. You can't be Shredder. Shredder's a bad guy. It's like, fine, I want to be Raphael. I want to talk into the camera whenever I want to. And they're like, yeah, he's the mean one. Okay.
That's pretty amazing.
Grapefruit or raspberry?
Grapefruit, please. Thank you.
So you were told you could not be the bad
like,
guy. I
was like, who's your favorite character? I was like, Shredder. And I was like,
that's great.
No.
Wrong answer.
You can't be Shredder.
Which one was the brain? Was that Krang?
That was brain. Yes, Krang was the brain.
Like cranium.
Yeah. For a minute, I thought you was going to ask who was the brainy one. Did you stop and say brain? I was going to say Donatello. And I was like, no, you said which one was the brain.
What I used to think was I used to get him confused. Because I used to think his name was Brain because I got him confused with Pinky in the Brain from Animaniacs. Nice.
Oh, awesome.
Yay, we're on page with Gigi now. Good.
Now I'm on board with what's happening.
It's on Hulu. Or it was. It was on Netflix.
What? Oh, shit.
Animaniacs was on Netflix, and then it just disappeared one day, and then I think it's on Hulu now.
Son of a bitch.
Wow, I have both, so.
We gotta check the show, you know. So I used to think he was Brain, and then Adam, who is also a huge, like, 90s cartoon nerd, was like, no, his name's Krang. What the fuck's wrong with you? And like he mispronounces shit all the time. Like one of our favorite new noodle places in Ohio City, and it's called Zinji, which is like X-I-N-J-I. I'm like, Zinji, not hard, two syllables. He's always like X-Jing, and I'm like, no, that's not even remotely. There's no G.
We're not texting.
X-Jing every time, and then I start talking about he watches Stranger Things like ridiculous, and I'm always like. It's called a decadahedron. And I like pick the cats up and I'm like, you're a decadahedron. He's like, it's a demogorgon. I'm like, you shut up, X-Jing. Like every single time. He's so obsessed. So he was super mad that I didn't know it was crying. And now I won't forget that it's crying because he's like up my ass about it. So love you, baby.
You're a good man, Adam.
I know he's like infinitely patient with
me. I always have your back. We talk.
I know.
We talk a lot.
Like my real spouse and my comedy spouse are like.
I'm just like, you're. I pat him on the back. Because like,
Adam fills in for Spider when he's not at my show too and does like all the sound. So it's like literally like.
It's like, well, she's your responsibility. I get it.
You guys tag team. Just, okay.
Spider's always happy when like his responsibility is over and it's time to pawn me off into Adam's responsibility.
Like, you got her? Yeah, I'm out.
It's like tag. They're like a tag team. Like, they're
call,
just like,
call me if you need me, but feel like you got this.
All right. So we got Ninja Turtles. We got Transformers. We got G.I. Joe. Jurassic Park, which technically it's never really been animated. No,
I think
we
just went off on a
I just threw that
tangent.
I
liked that though because it is related because it was like, I mean, for what it was like early 90s and they were doing like some CGI shit, which for 90s, like, look at some of, oh my God. So because I grew up in the early 90s, I would constantly in like the zeitgeist hear about movies like, like Die Hard, but not even Die Hard, like really, really shittier ones. Like, and I keep thinking like Indecent Proposal's another one, which was terrible. What was the one where like the dude was being sexually harassed by the woman?
Oh, I love that movie with Michael Douglas.
Yes!
And
was it Demi Moore?
Yes.
Okay. I can't think of it now, but like they had like some CGI shit in it that was the cheesiest, corniest, worst possible. Because it was like all through computers they were hacking to make it look like he was harassing her. Yeah. And like, even though she was like harassing him. And it was like ridiculous. And so when this I think of like early 90s like CGI, it's always so cheesy and terrible. But so when you think about Jurassic Park, like that actually they like clearly spent like a decent dime.
But
to
that
make.
Was a good movie.
Did you really think it was a good movie?
I do. I liked it. And even, no, I probably shouldn't have known everything
that was
happening.
What was it called?
I can't remember.
It was just like one word, too. It was one word, too. And it's not something like violation or deduction. Like, it's like there's like, so there was Indecent Proposal, which had Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson, right?
Yes.
And then Robert Redford. And he paid her like $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore or whatever. Yeah. And then Demi Moore was sexually harassing. There are people listening to this episode right now,
and he
like
was
screaming
like,
at their phone.
Okay, if you pay me
like,
$1 million.
I can't think of what it's called now, but it'll come to me later. Like, we'll be talking about something super serious later, and I'll be like, bah! Like, I'll just yell out the answer.
I'll run to your office Friday at 1:29 before we
totally
get.
Totally will.
She's like, hey, I'm
running
it's
in.
This.
Like,
I'm gonna wake up to a text of just the word.
Like, with exclamation points.
I'll just fall fast asleep.
All right, so we figured out those, and you were into. So you said Animaniacs?
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Oh my God, Animaniacs. Okay, can we all just please talk about fucking Animaniacs?
Yes.
Right, about Cartoon Obsession. Okay. So what I loved about Animaniacs is that it kept with. So I watched a lot of like the original Warner Brothers, like Looney Tunes shit, like the old school to the point that it's like vehemently racist. Like these days, it's very hard to watch how racist it is.
Well, now.
No, but like back even in like the 80s, you were like, I don't know.
Speeding Gonzales, the fastest man in Mexico. I do that now. No, it's like,
I remember specifically there used to be like a Bugs Bunny like showcase, whatever, in like around like 10, 11 in the morning on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And they would show like all these like 50s, 60s, like, you know, Looney Tunes. And I specifically remember like when I was hitting like adolescence in the mid 90s, when I remember becoming kind of aware of like PC culture, because there was this episode where I'd seen it a million times as like a little kid in the 80s, where like Bugs Bunny gets off this, he keeps getting off different like streetcars to like avoid like getting caught as a criminal. And he's going through like San Francisco or somewhere. So every time he gets off a streetcar, he's like a new character. And one of them, he gets off in Chinatown, and he has like this triangle hat on, and he's all slanty eyed. It's like,
oh.
And like they cut it off, like they cut it off really quick in like the mid-90s. I was like, oh no! Like I became very
aware. 2018 when Chief Wahoo was finally banned.
Every time we come over to Pete's house, Pete's got like this, and I'm sure it's just, he doesn't even know. Like we always point it out.
He didn't even know it was there. Really,
he has like a switch plate that has Chief Wahoo. We're like, oh my god, you're such a white supremacist, Pete. Because you have a Chief Bunny. He's like, I didn't even know it was there. What are you guys talking about?
Bugs Bunny did so many things that could not air.
No!
He dressed up as blackface. A woman. And yeah, blackface.
So much blackface. He
dressed as a woman several times and kissed men.
Yes!
On camera. I mean.
That actually, there's a really funny, there's a funny joke about that in a movie, but then I also did that joke on stage one time. Oh no, it was here, actually, at Pete's house, weirdly. During the first podcast I ever done, Jeremy and Jordan's podcast, Let Pain Flow Through You on the Lousy Weather Media Network, he was talking about, like, we're talking about whipped cream frosting.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like when Bugs Bunny, like, dresses like a lady bunny and you think, like, this is going to be amazing. And then you kiss him and then you realize it's just a boy bunny. That's how whipped cream frosting is. You're like, this is going to be amazing. What the fuck is this shit? And that's like, that was my whole take on like, yeah, Bugs Bunny and the boy thing. Yeah. That was less offensive though, I would say. Like, even now that's funny. But like now you just like, there's times where like he would just be straight up in blackface and he'd be like, Charleston, like just doing like this shit. And you're like, oh my God, that's like, terrible. That's
still funny, but yeah, can't
really. You're like, can't do it.
Really I can watch laugh, it by myself.
But not in a hateful way.
I can't be like, hey. Little nephews and nieces. Y'all want to watch this old this school cartoon? Wait.
Do you want to have nightmares?
Wait, why does he look like that? Why are his lips that
we
color?
We can watch Space Jam. We can't watch anything Space before Space Jam.
But see, that's why I got into Animaniacs, because it was like, so it wasn't like a solid episode about one thing. It like broke it all up. So you had like Animaniacs, you had Pinky and the Brain, you had Elmira, you had, because Elmira was like from Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons was amazing. And then shit, what was the other, so it was Mr. Skullhead, which was like a spinoff of Elmira. There was, the cat, whatever her name was. She was like a famous singer, actress, comedian woman that did like the cat's voice, that I can't remember now, but you know what I'm talking about? Madeline Kahn, maybe, did the cat's voice?
Scrappy the Squirrel or something, where she was a retired actress.
Yeah, I remember that. She was like an old like lady squirrel, and she was really angry. I still want my tea!
She had this nephew that was like, let's go do this on Scrappy, let's go
do this! Yeah.
Like, up. This is what we used to do back in the day. Let's do this trick. And they would just do these things to this dog because it's like, hey, bullying me. Well, let me show you how we take care of bullies.
No, and that was it. Like, my brother and I used to, like, make radio shows where we'd be, like, Pinky in the Brain. And we'd sing Pinky in the Brain.
That's so cute.
The whole song. Oh, my God. I loved fucking Pinky. And then, so another one that I liked around that same era, and I feel like I'm the only person who remembers this, is Eek the Cat. Do you guys remember Eek the Cat? Eek the Cat was great. Because it was so adult, and they made so many adult jokes.
Eek the Cat was basically cat version of Courage the Cowardly Lion. The Cowardly Dog. Okay. That's basically... Dumb. You don't remember? You never watched Courage the Cowardly Dog? Oh, man. It was like one of Cartoon Network's first
break. Oh, Sam Cable growing up. That was why. Yeah.
Well, let's see. You needed someone like me to steal
it.
I
feel like we had really stupid... Like, my generation had such stupid, like, cartoons that we watched. Like, Ed, Nedd, where you just killed brain cells watching it. But then there was Dexter's Lab.
Yeah. Oh, I love Dexter's Lab. Oh, shit. That was a really good show.
Yeah.
Well, and the only reason I knew about that, so, like, I feel stupid because I didn't get into a lot of, like, the stuff that, like, my friends who were, like, your age, Jeege, I didn't get into them. And, like, as kid, like, you guys were into them as kids. I didn't get into them until, like, mid-20s when I could afford cable. And then I, like, started watching them.
Right.
So, like, I was obsessed with Blue's Clues, which, holy fucking shit, guys! I follow Steve Burns on Instagram. They're rebooting fucking Blue's Clues, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, they're rebooting it.
I did love that show.
I don't know if he's going to be a part of it, but like, Blue's Clues was my shit.
It's like Hollywood is too scared to have an original idea.
I know. Yeah. I know. I hate that shit. Which brings us back originally to like Transformers. Like, so, okay. So you said it ran from like, what, 84 to 87 on traditional, like what, US TV?
Yeah. Just like regular network television.
Okay.
It was syndicated for.
And then it went into like, it kept airing in Japan, you said, after that?
Yeah. Here in the States, they just kept airing the original episodes. Like, they just kept playing them over. Because it was like, kids are watching them. But, you know, it's like in, like, mid-90s, kids were not watching television as much.
What were they doing?
Well, it was just other things were happening. This is that whole, you know, movie. Like, that 92 to 90, I guess for me, for my age, I started going to the movies. I started doing other things. So those shows started getting replaced with shows for younger audiences. And that's what happened. It was just like, all right, we're going to replace it with this. And I'm like, I'm not watching that. And so I didn't. And then they started, you notice things are starting to come back. So that's what's happening. But like I said, I used to, Transformers has always been like my number one.
Did you keep with it after it was done in the 87? Or were you like, meh, it's gone, and then found out that it was still going?
I had them on like VHS. Like I would record them.
Okay.
So if I wanted to watch them like today, like when I get bored, I'll pop in a DVD and I'll watch them for a couple hours. So I had them like that back then. That's like, hey, I want to watch Transformers. I'll feel better. And especially
your comfort show.
Yeah, it is.
Do you still watch it now?
I watched it the other night.
That's how I am.
I watched like three episodes the other night. I've seen them 100 times. I was just like, yeah, Bumblebee, get that stone from Megatron.
Wait, so that was the original Bumblebee. So, okay, when they started doing live action, did they take mostly just directly from the animated series or?
Yes and no. They took a lot of liberties with the cartoon. And like the first movie had some similarities. They did come here from Cybertron.
Now, is this the movie, like, more of a current movie, like, which...
When they did the first live-action movie, that very first Transformers, it was kind of similar. In the cartoon, the original episode, the Autobots are leaving Cybertron, their home, to escape the Decepticons. Mm-hmm. Because they've already taken over their world. They were in a civil war. And the planet is dying.
Wasn't that part of the theme song? Like, the Decepticons.
Yeah. Like, the war, they've been in a civil war for millions of years on this planet to the point where there's nothing left. Like, the planet is on the verge of death. So it was like, all right, we're going to go leave. Maybe we can find a source of power, something that can help us, and then we'll come back and defeat the Decepticons and rebuild our planet. The Decepticons found out, followed them, had a big shootout in space, shot both their spaceships now, and they crashed on Earth in like 1 million BC. They were literally unconscious. In the movie, they just had it where they sent one Transformer down and Megatron was just magically here, frozen, and someone found him.
Gotcha.
I'm like, okay, I will let that one slide. And so like, there's like, oh, so we have one Transformer here and a bunch of Decepticons that's been roaming the planet for years. And with that, it was like, we're looking for the cube, which was in a cartoon once. I was like, oh, I know this one, the cube. It powers things. And like, oh, you're just going to repair and you know, all right, you're a movie. That's just, I'm just happy to see Optimus Prime be real. Like, I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the live action Transformers movie and Optimus Prime spoke, and he was the original Optimus Prime. That Peter Cullen is the original voice of Optimus Prime.
Oh my and that God. Was the guy who did
you like tear up where you're just like,
I almost cried.
Oh my God.
I'm in a theater middle of the night on a Thursday. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here like, are you Samuel Witwicky? And I was like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Did Shia LaBeouf like hurt the franchise at all?
No. No. Okay, good.
I did like the movies, but mainly because I had like a really dark, like, Megan Fox phase.
Ah! I was just getting ready to say the exact same thing. I was like, Megan Fox.
And I think that's the only reason, like, I wanted my hair to look exactly like her.
Yep.
And it kind of did.
To look exactly
her character?
Like her.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Never. Her character never existed in the cartoon.
That's what I kind of figured.
And well, I was just like,
I would have remembered that
shit. Yeah, I was
shit.
Like, Michaela, I was like, where the fuck is Carly? God. Where's the blonde chick from MIT?
Okay, I have a question for you. Have you ever played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever seen the side of it with the April?
Oh, that's so bad.
Okay, please confirm if, like, I don't know if you know this for a fact, but confirm your opinions. I once got into a very animated argument with someone once that is actually a very early 80s Deborah Messing.
That is not.
April. Oh, that's
me.
What I thought. Was it
that
you?
Was me.
Yes, because we were at 16-bit. Yes, we were at 16-bit.
That is not Deborah Messing.
That's what I said.
That,
did you say that?
No, oh, I said
you
it wasn't.
Said that. Okay, I was like, well, someone was arguing that it was, and I'm like, someone, that doesn't really. I was in the middle. I was
that,
like, I don't really
that
think that
actress
looks like her.
Yeah, someone was like, no, that is Deborah Messing. That was her first 20. Gig, and I was like, that is not. That doesn't even look like
didn't
Deborah Messing as a young
look
girl.
Like her,
Deborah Messing means she would have been 20 in 1986,
which is not. No.
That's not
32 years ago.
When
no,
did Will and Grace start?
Right. Mid, late 90s, probably.
Yeah, which means she would have had to have been minimum 30 when she did that
you
show.
You know what? She's
I know who it was who
really
was telling
well.
Us that, so
was
I'll tell
pants?
You later. No.
No, it wasn't Pants? Okay. Mm-mm. All right, we'll talk about this offline.
It was just some other dude.
Some dude
trying to push his agenda.
Fuck you, some dude, with your actually
bullshit.
Don't fuck with my TV shows, cartoons, or movies. Bring only facts.
I know. I'm sad that you weren't there to fully support
I know,
us.
To be like, no, you are fucking wrong.
Look, I heard one of the best quotes I ever heard, and it came from The West Wing that I've been holding true to this day, where there was a scene where it's like the second episode of the first season, and they need to hire what they call a bad guy for the president, who was played by Martin Sheen, and mm-hmm. It was like, we have a really good guy. We want to be the bag man for him. And it was like, but he's black. And they're like, is it going to look bad if we hire this black kid to be the president's body man? And the four-star general, who was also black, is like, are you going to treat him fairly? He says, yes. Are you going to pay him a fair wage? He's like, yes. Are you going to do anything anyway to not disrespect this young man? He's like, no, of course not. Like, he's the best candidate for the job. He was like, then deal with it. And then he says what I always feel is today. He's like, I don't have time. I was like, I have real problems. I don't have time for the cosmetic ones. And when he said that, I was like, I'm writing that down. That is
my new,
that's my new
life mantra.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have real problems. I don't have time for the cosmetics ones.
Yeah, so, it's so true though.
Yeah, so when things like that happen, I'm just like, yeah.
You're like, no, I'm good. I'm totally good.
I ain't got time for this right now. We'll
no. Ain't nobody have time for that.
No.
Is there any particular reason you found yourself like, were there other family members of yours that were super into cartoons? Was that your thing?
I mean, I think everyone is eventually into cartoons in one way or form, but yeah. I think like, it was just like, these are my things.
The ones
like,
you were into the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, these are the ones that I was into, and I'd just be like, no one could be in the room with me. Be like, Transformers don't go away. Everything
You're
like,
don't
is
fucking
like,
yeah, talk to me.
We can watch G.I. Joe. Y'all can say whatever you
were
want.
Were you ever into anything like when you were young as much as like live action, or was it mostly animated?
What was into live action? It was anything that was live action if it wasn't Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Knight Rider and the A-Team. Knight Rider and A-Team. And I still, again, it goes Transformers and Knight Rider.
That is the best fucking theme song. I watch Mr. Robot, and I highly recommend everyone does. And the thing about Mr. Robot is it so fucking hard plays on like age 30 and up nostalgia. Like yeah. All it does is it plays songs from like our youth, from like 85 to like 97. Like that's just all it plays in the soundtrack. And it constantly references video games we played, shows we watched. And so sometimes it'll just randomly fucking play the Knight Rider theme song. So I downloaded the Mr. Robot soundtrack on Spotify. Nice. And one morning, like, the Knight Rider theme song came on while I was getting ready for work. And I was like, yeah, I'm the fucking CIA! Like, doing my eyeliner and shit. Like, I was like, oh God, this is amazing. Like,
that's one of my ringtones.
It's so
the
good.
The Knight Rider is one of my ringtones, just in case
and
anything.
And you know what I did not know until fucking 10 years ago was that Mr. Feeny was the voice of Kit.
Damn right.
From what? Boy Meets yeah. World was the fucking voice of
Mike?
The car Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not insane?
It's amazing. That's the only reason why I watch Boy Meets World.
Oh my God.
That's the only reason. Like, right? I was like, I heard, I was like.
That is not the
like,
only
I'm in another room,
I
was like,
watched.
I hear Kit.
Hello, Michael.
And he's like, Eric. I just don't understand. That's Kit. That is Kit. I closed my eyes like, that is Kit. Kit is talking on TV right now. Oh, why is he not in car form?
You know what bothered me is I grew up on Knight Rider, and then when David Hasselhoff did Baywatch, I was like, no. No, absolutely fucking not. This is not the same thing.
You're not
this
jumping something. I don't care.
This is just not it. And I remember, like, it's funny to me, like, in my head, I remember, like, phases of shit. And so a lot of people remember Baywatch from their youth, but it's like, no, that's what he did after fucking Knight Rider. Like, that's what I remember him doing.
And he's paid for that. He's known for three things: driving a car, hanging on a beach, and singing in Germany.
Yeah, Germans are big fans of the David Hasselhoff.
Oh,
Or drunkenly eating a hamburger, topless on the floor, and his daughter filming him. That was on The Soup all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love The Soup.
BT Dubs, guys. You and I talked about The Soup on our first episode with Tabitha.
Yeah.
The Soup is fucking back on Netflix.
Joel McHale.
The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale.
I watched an interview with him. He's like, little does he know, the show is going to be the exact same as
what it
was. Holy
God damn.
There's going to be a green screen behind me.
I had no idea it even came back. And Adam's like, oh, The Soup's back. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's on Netflix. It's just called The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale.
And there's nothing they can do about it.
It's so good. It's exactly the fucking same show.
We can't. It's literally, we can do everything, but we can't
save The Soup.
We can't save
and
these.
We can't use like the same graphics we use.
I feel like it was The Soup. I think it was The Soup. My brother submitted something to them, and
really?
It was on.
Oh shit! What was it? Please tell me it was Spaghetti Cat.
No. That one politician, and he gave that one like. He gave the speech.
Oh, the Ohio politician?
And he was yelling and crying.
What? What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
I remember this
I'm
now.
I'm going to have to look it up. And it's been like such a long time.
I remember the one from Tosh.
I used to be able to quote it.
Okay.
Wait, was it? Maybe it was
Tosh.
It was on
Tosh. Because Tosh did a web redemption.
Tosh.
Oh my God.
It was Tosh.
That's still amazing.
That was Tosh. Yeah, it wasn't the same.
Oh, like he's just yelling and pounding on a table. Oh my God.
And he like starts crying
that's
and everyone's
so
like,
good.
What is happening? Yeah.
He sounds like a Youngstown politician.
He was from Dayton, I think.
Something like that.
Close
like
enough.
Yeah. Same. He was like Southern Youngstown, which is Dayton. So there's Knight Rider, which you liked as live action. Was there anything else live action, like Magnum P.I.?
I did watch things like Magnum P.I. Okay. I watched a lot of TV. I still do, but back then, I mean, I watched. I didn't sleep much.
I honestly love TV.
Yeah.
But A-Team?
I never watched that. I love Mr. T, but I just never watched
it. The A-Team would have these moments where they would just like say these little like snappy quips and they would just like, we'll help your little town out with these band of thieves. Or like the show about the A-Team was they were an alpha unit in the army,
okay,
which got framed for a crime they didn't commit.
Okay.
So they're being chased by the government. But while they're being chased, they decide to be called, well, they call themselves Soldiers of Fortune, which are basically mercenaries for hire, but they're for like the good mercenaries, which I'm like, now I'm like, wait, you can't be a good mercenary. But in that show, that was the whole point, where they would just go across the country in one of the coolest vans ever, helping people with their problems.
Any type of van could be
cool. For like money and or products, like, you know, yeah, just feed us for a week and keep us safe, and then we'll leave. But we'll help you with your problem with this lumber mill guy who wants to buy your land for cheap or just take it from you and kick your family out. And they would, like, do that. And they were like, well, we have guns, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to build this elaborate machine out of all this crap they have in your barn.
We're going to MacGyver the shit out of this situation.
Basement. Yeah, it was four MacGyvers. I like MacGyver. MacGyver was a great show. I did watch MacGyver. MacGyver was a great show. I was like, paperclip, rubber band, some glue. I got a gun. I don't understand how that happened, but it worked. You know, like, you take this microphone and the cord and the empty nugget, and it's a bomb. And I was like, I don't know how you did that, but science is fucking amazing. But the A-Team would just be like, okay, we're going to take that broken down truck you have. We're going to take these abandoned, half-used pipes and like gas bombs and whatever, and they would just make this mega tank and just cruise in with like a homemade flamethrower while guys are shooting at them. I'm like, you have guns. There's guns. Like, nah, we don't need the guns for them. We're going to build a flamethrower out of the top of this old Chevy.
Pity the fool don't need a flamethrower.
And we're gonna use these half-used tanks of whatever. They never said what it was, but it was always a half-used tank of some type of gas that they would use as like torpedoes, and they would just be like, fire one, and it would shoot out. And then the cars will always do this slow motion flip. Like, it would be driving full speed, but once it went to the air, it just slowed motion. And I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. And I still watch that. I'm like, oh my God, how are you going to get out of this situation today? And I'm just like,
Face, what are you going to do?
What are you going to use?
Yeah, they go, like, the show was an hour, and they would go 45 minutes of, like, solving, like, okay, this guy likes this. Let's take this away from him. Okay, he's starting to press my buttons. Let's do this to him.
The last 15 minutes was just like,
yeah. It's like, we're just going to keep doing this. It's like, okay, we got them coming to where we're going to be at. Now let's build this monstrous contraption. And let's make all this part of the land booby trapped with things that won't kill, but just maim them enough to run away and never come back. And I'm just like, you know, I would just wait till y'all left, and then come back and take everything. No, they would just be like, yeah, we're good.
You got us.
Yeah.
I feel like in real life, I would rather just be killed than maimed. Like, I don't fully understand, like, being maimed, because that's not, like, the life I live.
It was
live,
just like, but guys would be running, and an explosion would happen, and it would just, like, float in the air and just land, like, far away, and then it would just get up and drop their guns and run away. And I'm just like, man.
You're like, there's no blood anywhere.
But to be fair, I still watched a show about a car with AI that could jump over things while it was doing 100 miles an hour and be perfectly fine.
You're like, this is normal.
Like, this car is great. Yeah, it's bulletproof. It talks to you. I mean, Michael. I can, this button makes me jump things. It had buttons for things that only worked for one episode, and they never they had a, Knight Rider had a mode, it was called ski mode, where the car would just put itself on two wheels.
Yep.
Just to go through things.
Yep.
It had different modes. It was just like, it had ejector seat mode. If he needed to get to the roof without getting out the car, and he's like, all right, I need to get to the seventh story and fast. And he would just stand on the seat, and it would just push him all the way up. And he would just, like, land perfectly on the roof. This thing had so many different buttons. It was just like, all right, x-ray vision. And it would just x-ray the building. He'd be like, okay, sound. Or it had a button. He was just like, okay, we need to go into surveillance mode. And he could drive without the car making a sound. The car didn't make a sound while I was driving. 1982. This car.
That is real unrealistic.
Some fucking Prius shit right there.
Nah. This Trans Am. Long as a Lincoln.
How many kids do you think there were, like, lassies? Like,
had so many, just because, like, anytime they had to, like, jump something, the front end got, like, they rigged something at the bottom of, so when the car would hit the ground, it wouldn't break the frame of it as bad. But, like, they've had episodes where they said, like, oh, yeah, we fucked up the car. Like, bring in car number 13.
That's fantastic.
He had an evil twin on that show.
Wait, what? Wait, Kit did or Kit Michael did?
Kit, but Michael did, too.
Oh, shit.
They did.
Was this a soap opera?
Yeah. Well, okay, real quick, because I know he's about to talk about cartoons, but Knight Rider, too.
No, this is related.
Right. Okay.
Nostalgia is really,
so,
like,
Kit, turns out, was not the first original car they made.
Okay.
Kit is called it in the Knight Industries 2000. They made one called Car, the Knight Automatic Roving Robot. And but what happened was, I know, this is so sad. I'm really not a nerd, but I love these things.
Oh, it's just so interesting. Like,
but I was just like, I love this car. I don't care. But they did an episode where these guys broke into the warehouse where they put the put Car. And they accidentally turned him on. And he escaped.
Oh my God, wait, but that was an episode?
Yeah. And what happened is...
Wait, Car escaped?
Car escaped.
He's literally the twin. He was the original.
Evil twin.
He was the original model, but they didn't... When they did the programming, they didn't build... They
crossed some wires on that one.
They didn't program him to have, basically, I want to say empathy. Like, he didn't care for humans. Like, he put himself before him. Like, his programming was to maintain yourself. So, like, if he needed to kill somebody to get somewhere, he would. Like, he didn't put human life first. So they shut him down.
This is like the movie AI.
Yeah, pretty close.
And iRobot. iRobot.
Like, he was evil. He was just like, he wasn't evil, but he was just like self-preservation. He believed in self-preservation.
Yeah,
he was an AI. Like, he was just robot. Like, and when they built him, he was just like, we realized that he was built as we built him. And then we realized, oh, he would rather save himself than anything else. And we realized he should probably save humans. So they shut him down and built Kit. And Kit has, like, his main directive is to, one, always protect Michael, the driver, and two, humans. So Carr, I know, this is so sad.
No, this is great.
It's amazing why I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, so, like, there was an episode where, like, they had to chase him, and the end of the episode was these two cars. If the whole point of the episode was, like, what happens when an immovable force meets an immovable object?
Okay. So it was, like, evil so Kit
they,
versus...
Yeah, like, because they both had the same functions and everything, and what happened is they... Laser. Oh, yeah. He stole some... The guys that broke him out, that turned him back on, he broke him out. Carr tricked them into stealing a part for Kit and put it in him, which turned out to be a laser, which after that episode, Kit got a laser. So now the car has a laser. But Carr has a laser.
This is an amazing memory and you have.
Because yeah. I remember this, but I always forget where I live.
Holy fucking so, shit.
Because I love that show. But yeah, so they put a laser in Carr. And he was like, all right, I'm going to lure Kit here and I'm going to use it against him. And they're like, where's his weakness? He's like, well, you got to shoot it at the red laser that goes back and forth from the front. Yeah, like, you got to hold it there for 10 seconds. He's like, and you can't be no further than 100 yards. And they're like, they can travel that fast in 10 seconds. He's like, yeah, we know. So they have no way to produce. So they built a reflective window in the driver window. And Michael taunts Carr to the point to where... Like, they can't put it up automatically, so he's just like, okay, I have a plan. He's just like, I'm not going to let you go. You think you're so special. No one likes you. You blah, 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 blah. You're just four wheels. No one's going to love you. And Carr gets mad. he taunts him. He's like, I'm not letting you go.
You're not going to, like, fuck your psyche.
He's literally just mind-fucking.
Like Star Wars and everything else.
A human is mind-fucking a Carr right now. A highly intelligent Carr. And Carr's like, that's it. And he shoots the laser. And he's like, Kit, now, which I don't understand how he had enough time to say that and put a reflector shit up to block the laser. But yet, it's TV. So he's like, now, the shield goes up. It bounces the laser back to Carr, which shut down his systems. But here's the thing I just realized now. Okay, it shut down part of his system. The Carr is still indestructible. How is he now weak? He's like, but the show's like, okay, he's weak, let's do this. So they drive at each other and they both hit the turbo boost button and they jump.
Turbo boost.
And he's like, I don't want to die. So he's like, he dodges and goes off a cliff.
Wait, Carr does?
Yeah. So he drives off a cliff and he literally goes into, like, the beach underneath the bridge. And there's this big explosion.
Irony.
Funny thing is, came back second season. He didn't die. It was just an explosion.
What the fuck?
It was an explosion. He landed on a beach. A kid finds him. See, the next season, a kid finds him with a tow truck. He just happens to have a tow truck at the beach. Finds Carr. He's looking for change with his metal detector.
Oh my God, he does!
Finds Carr and just like, okay, I'm going to dig this car out. And I'm like, you know, a perfectly good Carr is in the beach deep in the sand. Something obviously went wrong. Nah, look, like, and there's a girl, and there's a girl like, I think this car belongs to somebody. We should probably find it. Hey, we found it in the beach. Obviously, nobody wanted it. I'm keeping it. And then they turn them back on, and it, oh, look, it's the same episode all over again. Car's mad, and he's kind of damaged.
And he's sandy.
Yeah, and sand, and there's sand in his system.
Sand
and he's like,
in his tailpipe.
Yeah. He's just like, pissed. Oh, man, I just can't get all this sand out. We got to go kidnap the person that helped build me.
Car's like, I got sand in places I didn't think existed.
So he, again, tricks another person into helping him by, like, literally, like, he's Carr, he's evil. And so they have another battle. But this time they're just like, I know how to draw him out. And he plants a trap at a bridge. Same bridge, which is weird. But underneath this time where he stops a truck from crossing. He blows up parts of the bridge and they're stuck in the middle. And he's just like, all right, I'm going to stop you now. And somehow Carr has a laser again. I don't know how this is working. But now they both have lasers. And they're kind of pew, pew, while they're driving on sand. By the way, Trans Am are driving on sand and no one's getting stuck in a rear wheel car. But hey, it's the 80s. So,
I never knew this show was as interesting.
Oh my God.
So he's just like, all right. And then they do the laser trick again where they short him out. And he's just like, all right, he's weakened. Let's end this. And Kit's like, Michael, get out of the car. You're going to get hurt. And Kit's like, no. Michael's like, no, we go together. You're my partner.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm sitting there like, Michael, get out of the fucking car. I love Kit, but we got him on backup. That bitch is on the cloud. We'll be okay. I love him, but damn. So they jump, and they jump into each other. And, of course, Kit survives, and car blows up.
Aww.
And they're like, that's the end. And then they cut to the end, and they're just like, see the pieces of them. And there's a piece of a microchip that starts blinking.
Oh, my God.
It just starts blinking green.
It's like the Godzilla when his eye opens.
So he's, like, still alive. He's like, you see him, like, nothing's happening. And then this little blinking green light just starts blinking. I was like, car's still alive. And someone's going to find that microchip. And he's going to get plugged into, like an Apple box. And he's going to turn it. And he's going to turn into fucking Ultron and kill everybody.
Yeah. So maybe that's where that comes from.
And then Michael had a twin.
What?
Yeah. Okay, I just keep diving into this fucking hole.
How many times have you seen this?
It doesn't matter.
That's not here.
The pilot episode, Michael Knight, whose real name was Michael Long, was an undercover cop. The first 10 minutes of the show, you never see his face. It's not David Hasselhoff. He gets shot in the face while undercover. This company called Flag find him. Everyone thinks he's dead, so they use him and they do reconstructive surgery and bring him back and give him the name Knight, which is the name of the old man that has the company.
The $6 million man? That was like Similar. The premise for like all these 70s and 80s shows.
You were hurt, so we fixed you, and now we're going to use you to fight crime.
Yeah,
that was it. It turns out the face that they gave him was the face of the old man's original son, who was locked away in prison. And never thought he was going
to
see
him
again.
I'm going to post spoiler alerts up and down.
I am fucking up everyone's childhood.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alerts from
But here's
decades.
The thing. If you ever... Oh, my God. His name was Garth Knight. He had the really bad, thick mustache that stopped right there. And then he had the soul patch that went away. Not a little bit. He had the long...
Oh, no.
The finger patch.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that long finger patch there. And I don't want you to be her anymore. I am the original knight, and this is my foundation, and I'm going to kill Michael. He talked like it was David Hasselhoff playing his twin. And he's just like, but you stole my father's life. I will never forgive you. But here's the thing. He was like, I am your opposite in every way. And so I'm going to make you have a car. I want a truck. So they make an 18-wheeler. But spray him with the same shit that protects Kit. It's called the molecular bonded shell. I am so... I'm glad I'm not a virgin.
I feel...
Yeah, they have this chemical that bonded that make everything almost impenetrable.
I feel like I need to make this episode just not cartoon obsession.
I am going to have the trippiest dreams tonight. I'm going to text Jess in the middle of the night and go, Kit got me. The evil twin.
I'm just going to send you the video of David Hasselhoff eating a burger drunk on the floor with his shirt off.
Yeah, but he broke out of prison and he made this whole revenge thing against, you know, his father's legacy. The man's dead, so there's nothing he can do with the father, so he's going against the company. He breaks out of prison with the help of an African radicalist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like a horrible warlord from Africa. And he gets him to give him money to build this truck. And he takes an 18-wheeler and puts missiles on the top of it, but then sprays it with the compound that makes the truck indestructible.
Oh, my God.
And what he does is he leaves, like, all these clues to the point where Michael and Kit go out to the desert to investigate something. They don't know about the truck yet. And then they go out there, and they're like, are you picking it up? And Kit's like, Michael, I have Garth. He's like, where is he?
Garth.
He's in that beast. And if you've ever seen the beginning of the show, the car is driving through the desert. That's like the opening.
Yes.
That's like known for like the Knight Rider. Even though it's Knight Rider, he's driving through the desert in the day. Anyway, so he's in the desert and he's just like, oh, this 18-wheeler is just driving around in the desert. And he's like, kid's like, this is a trap. Kit almost basically says that. He's like, this is a trap. And he's like, I know. Let's go investigate. And Kit's like, no. He's like, that's a monster. We should not do this. Let's come back. And Michael's like, nah, we're just going to see what it's about. So he drives out from the mountain into the desert. And he's just going, he's like, hey, I just did a study on the truck. It has the same molecular compound that I have. And he's like, oh, scan for weaknesses. And he's like, Michael, it has no fucking weaknesses. It has the same molecular fucking bond that I have. And he's like, well, it's big, but we're quick.
Oh, no.
So you can imagine, he's like, all right, let's just see what happens. And he gets really close. He's like, all right, if we take out its will, we can disable it. We're just going to cut really hard and just take out the tire. Yeah, the truck flipped this bitch so many times. But he didn't go back to kill him because that would have been the end of the episode. He hits the car. Kit flips in the desert. And his Kit is just laying on his side. And Garth is just like pulling the truck horn. He's like, and he just drives away like he's finished. And it's like, to be continued. And you just see like Michael Knight hanging at the bottom of the car. And Kit is just like semi-totaled. But of course not, because he's like, oh, look, if I just turn this thing in your car, all right, you can start again. Let's go out of the desert. Yeah. And then, of course, next episode, they get Kit fixed. They have another showdown in the desert. And this time he's scanning. He's like, I found a weakness. It's the size of a quarter that connects the truck. Yeah, it's the size of a quarter. And if we hit it with our laser while we're driving and going in circles with each other, it will disable the trailer from the truck and give us a moment to stop them. And I'm like, then? Reasonable. Now? Nah, that just takes away the trailer. That bitch is still indestructible. And why is it that part was the only part not covered? I don't care. I still love the fucking show.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on the spinoff show of Night Spider.
Night Spider.
This will be a spinoff podcast that we're going to start here on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
Oh, God.
Where it's just Spider talking about Knight Rider for an hour every week. Recapping all
the episodes. I'll just read the episode.
All IMDb reviews I ever read. Like any movie Rotten Apple review or whatever it's called.
Rotten Tomatoes, not apples.
Although apples make sense too.
And Rotten Fruit. Oh.
You need to write all of those.
Yes, I agree. Holy shit. I don't remember. I have seen every episode of the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons 800 times, and I don't think I can remember that much detail about any of them.
There are so many dumb things in my head.
That was impressive as fuck. If there's ever a Knight Rider trivia night, I am going to drag you to it.
No question.
And I am going to force you to answer all the questions.
I will sadly go to that.
You'll win all the things.
And I will go there with pride.
You will win all the fucking things.
I might cry at the winner's table. He's like, why are you crying? Are you happy? I'm like, no, I'm never getting my dick sucked again.
All right, so this is probably going to air, if it airs, it's probably going to air the end of April, beginning of May. Mr. Spider Twins, do you have anything coming up towards that time?
Actually, I have nothing.
Oh, no. Well, you can find us every Sunday at the Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. at the Red Light Showcase, provided that we haven't died or the world hasn't ended. Or
we do have things.
Michael Knight hasn't ended.
Every then, Sunday there.
And what else you got
every
going?
Every other Tuesday at the 5 o'clock lounge at 8:30, and then once a month, the last Wednesday of the end of the month, at PJ McIntyre's for the Cam's Corner Show. So He has shit going.
At SX1 Entertainment, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at SX1 Entertainment. Geez, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, ggchick.
You can find me at epicfaul, epicfaul, on Twitter and Instagram. And again, as I mentioned, you can find Spider and I every Sunday night at the Avenue Tap House in Lakewood at 7 p.m. First Sunday of every month is open mic, and the last three Sundays of every month is a book showcase. I want to thank at OKPants on all the social media for doing our logo. Pete Milk for putting up with us and all of our horse shit. He records us and edits us and makes us sound awesome. And Above Below Entertainment and Lousy Weather Media for being our podcast networks. I have decided that our sound effect this week. Fuck. Why is that gone now? Holy shit. Hold on a minute.
Can I go pee now?
Yeah, you go pee.
Bye, people.
He's dancing. I don't even know what the fuck.
What is?
I don't. Okay, love you. Bye.